in the sheriff's car. The sheriff's deputy, adjoint, is driving us to the Mexican border to see Lily. The sheriff's car is big. J'en profite pour noter les mots que j'entends. The road is wide. La route est large. Not big, Diane Dryce says. Big is a building. A road is flat and long or wide. The journey is long. Voyage et pas journée. It's a long way. C'est loin, Diane Dryce says. 139 miles. Aucune idée en kilomètres. To the Mexican border. And since it's a long way, it takes a long time. Ça prend du temps. Because you can't drive fast. On ne peut pas rouler vite. We're driving down to the Mexican border to Tecate. Tecate is on the border. Petite carte montrant le chemin entre LA et Tecate. Harper and Diandra are talking about Lily. Diandra. Why didn't she say anything? We are her friends. Harper. Perhaps she was ashamed. Ashamed? What of? What is there to be ashamed of? Well, we all want to be perfect, don't we? Have a perfect family. What's ashamed? To be ashamed, equal, avoir honte. Le père de Harper, the sheriff, a regardé sur son smartphone. Il était super fier. Je pense à Lily. She's beautiful. She's intelligent. She lives in Hollywood. She's nice. Her dad's a film director. And she's ashamed. I don't understand. Harper explains. This is Hollywood, right? Like I said, in Hollywood, we are all perfect. We have perfect teeth, perfect skin, perfect smiles, perfect homes, a perfect life. We are all like in the movies. Okay? Well, having a surrogate Mexican mother is not perfect. It's stupid. But that's the USA. We are racist here. We don't like Afro-Americans. Sorry, Diandra. We don't like Mexicans. That's how we are. Diandra was silent. She looked sad. Since Diandra has stopped speaking, Harper tells me about where we are going. Tecate is a border town. There's just the border, and the border is to stop Mexicans entering the wonderful world of the USA. Mexico is poor. The US is rich. Mexicans want to come to the US to get rich. But the US doesn't want lots of poor Mexicans coming over. So they make a border to keep them out. I think about Guadalupe, the breakfast lady. Je la vois tous les jours. La semaine, le week-end, elle travaille tout le temps. Ça doit être pour ça, parce qu'elle est pauvre et qu'elle doit beaucoup travailler pour vivre dans une ville de riches.
When we arrive in Tecate, it's dark. It's night time. The sheriff's driver stops the car in front of a small house.
Les portes sont en bois verni et fer forgé. Une grille en fer forgé laisse apercevoir un petit jardin derrière. Le toit est en tuiles, les murs en briques. Ça me semble typiquement mexicain.
Tiles on roof, brick walls, iron bars with garden behind, sidewalk, wooden door with wrought iron. The sheriff tells us to wait in the car.
Diandra's very quiet. En fait, je me rends compte que D n'a rien dit depuis la remarque de H sur le racisme aux US. J'essaie d'attirer le regard de mon amie, mais elle regarde par la fenêtre d'un air inquiet.
The sheriff comes back.
Okay, kids. This is how it stands. Lily managed to find Consuela a mother, her surrogate mother. She wants to stay here in Tecate with Consuela. But the Jessops are Lily's parents, and they want her back. So, you've got 5 minutes to think of some really good reasons to convince Lily to come back to LA with us.
Harper, Diandra et moi, nous nous lançons dans un brainstorming immédiat afin de trouver la raison qui convaincra Lily de revenir chez ses parents plutôt que de rester chez sa mère porteuse mexicaine.
Reasons why Lily should come back to LA with us. 1. Your mom and dad are sad. 2. Your mom and dad are your real parents. 3. You don't really know your surrogate mom. 4. Your dog misses you.
That's my ID.
5. Your friends miss you. That's Harper's ID. 6. This is definitely not the best way to fight racism.
That's Deandra's ID. I don't really understand.
When we're ready, we say to Harper's dad, "Okay, we are ready."
When we get out of the car, it's night time, but it's still really warm. The cigarettes are singing.
Eyes, legs, wings.
The cigarra is a bug that makes a noise like a cricket.
Consuela.
We go into the house. It's small and comfortable. It's very different from Lily's big house in Hollywood. A woman is in the kitchen. She says,
"Hi, you guys, Lily's friends? You come all the way to Tecate to help her? That's cool. That's friends."
Black eyes, nice warm smile, dark hair in a ponytail, holding a cup of coffee.
"You guys have to tell Lily. I hate her mom. She think I don't understand, but she don't understand. Mr. and Mrs. Jessop are good people. They respect me. They can't have babies, so they find me, and I help make a baby. But Lily is their baby. They are her parents, for real. And now, you guys, tell Lily she go back to LA, back to her parents. Okay?"
"Oui, Mrs. Jones. Je sais que ce n'est pas un anglais correct, mais l'anglais n'est pas la langue maternelle de Consuela."
In the living room, Lily is sitting on the sofa. She is not happy. Lily, not looking at us. Sad eyes looking at the floor. Angry mouth, holding a copy of her birth certificate. Birth certificate. Lily Jessop, girl, born in Santa Monica Clinic, to Consuela Amador, 14th January 2003.
Lily ne nous regarde pas. Elle parle d'une voix faussement heureuse.
"Hi, guys. Funny, isn't it? Most people have only got one mother, but I've got two, and neither of them really wants me. My mum in LA says I'm selfish, egoist. And Consuela says she's not my real mom. So, here I am with nowhere to go."
On ouvre collectivement la bouche pour dire que ce n'est pas vrai, que ces deux mères l'aiment. Je devine qu'elle a dû se disputer avec Caroline. mais Consuela est plus rapide que nous.
You know your problem, Lily, Jessup. Your problem is you don't have no problem. You're rich, you're smart, you're cute, you're good at school, you have friends. Hell, you're right. So you find the one thing that makes you different and you say that is a problem. Your parents gave me good money so you could exist. You should be ashamed of yourself.
On a tous regardé Consuela bouche bée. Moi parce que je faisais de gros efforts pour comprendre, les filles parce qu'elles la trouvaient super dure. Elle a dû le sentir parce qu'elle a ouvert les bras. Et Lily s'est blottie contre elle.
Hell, honey, I'm sorry. I know it ain't easy. You just discover you was in the belly of another woman. A Mexican woman before you was born.
Lily s'essuie les yeux, se mouche, puis dit
Why didn't they tell me? Why didn't they let me see you from time to time? You're my mom too. Why? Why? Why?
Consuela était visiblement dépassée par les événements.
Lily, honey, listen to me. Your parents are good people. They love you. They are there for you. They give you good house, good education. They want you to be happy. So, okay, they don't tell you they can't have babies and they find this Mexican girl to have baby for them. Okay. Maybe that's not so cool, but hell, that's one mistake. You gonna hate your parents for one mistake? Maybe they just wait for the good time. And the good time don't come and they don't know how. But you gotta go back and talk to them. Running away ain't never the good solution.
J'étais d'accord avec Consuela. Oui, les parents de Lily auraient sans doute dû lui dire qu'ils avaient eu recours à une mère porteuse. Mais s'enfuir n'était pas la meilleure façon de résoudre les problèmes.
Lily, said Consuela, I was happy to have you in my belly. Happy to give your parents a baby. Go back home, honey. And then, Lily smiled, and it was okay. Lily said she would come back to LA. So we all got into the sheriff's big car. Consuela said she would come and visit Lily in LA. Harper said she was hungry. The sheriff said she would have to wait.
Lily.
Okay. I'll come back to LA.
Harper. I'm hungry.
Sheriff.
You'll have to wait.
Consuela.
I'll come and visit you, Lily.